took the majority of reps. Looks like you and Dakota are getting the call for Friday. What does it mean you to potentially get your third straight start here, or your third start of your career?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, just it's what you dream of, getting to play football, and just ready to get back out there again.
It was a different scenario for you as the backup coming off the bench and then taking the reins of the offense. What was that experience like for you? What's different about it?
Talking about last week?
Yeah, last week, yeah.
I mean, you never know when your number's going to get called, or, you know, you just always got to be ready just in case, and that's what I tried to do last week.
Does it make you sharper? Is it a great chance to kind of see the offense operate for three quarters? And is that a big difference too?
I mean, you're getting to, you know, see the defense, like you said, come to the sideline, look at the iPad, stuff like that, see what they're doing to us. It helps a little bit. They're giving us some different looks there at the end of the game just to, you know, throw some pressure at us too. But looking forward to this week.
Tell me about the dynamic. You've seen this defense a lot now. Now you're going to see it again for the third time in four games.
You know, I mean, obviously they're a great defense. They've got some dudes over there that can, you know, really make an impact on the game. And we've got to, you know, find out what they're doing and, you know, capitalize on opportunities they give us.
How much do you feel for Trevor in a situation like this?
You know, me and Trevor are close. You know, he's been great about it, but I know, like, if I was in that situation, you know, it would be tough for sure. You never dream of being the backup quarterback or anything like that. So obviously having a good opportunity now to, you know, play, and then hopefully we play great.
What is it about you and Dakota Prukop? I mean, there seems to just be a little bit of a 1-2 puncher. I mean, we've seen him already this year come in and kind of spell off and have some success kind of just changing the pace of a game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Dakota brings a different skill set, can use his legs very well, but can also throw the ball too. Give defenses a different look, and they've got a, you know, game plan for two quarterbacks instead of one.
This isn't the, and obviously, you know, you've played against him for a quarter, but this isn't the easiest opponent to have to come up against here in this spot.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know. This will be the second game. I played the first one, so obviously, you know, got that first game under the belt, and then, you know, we've seen what they can do, and we know what they can do.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.